Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Hey, yo, that boy the truth. Trust me.
Trust me. Lee knows.
Yo, what up, what up? Look, look, this is Lee Knows Podcast. I am your host, L. Gregory. What's going on, everybody? It's another beautiful Monday. And before I was Lee Knows, before I had my success, before I owned my own company, before I'd done anything in the world, I was just Lonnie Gregory, a young boy who grew up in Staten Island, New York, from humble beginnings. My mom was a single mother working four jobs supporting two children. And as far as I can remember, my goal in life was to make sure if I ever had a child, I would give them the life that I didn't have. I would make sure they had every single opportunity to grow up and be as successful as they wanted to be. And I always wanted a boy so I can give him the dad that I didn't have. Not saying that my father is not a great man, but I wanted to give him the father that I didn't have, the father that I always imagined, the fathers I saw on TV giving their sons love. I always wanted that. I always gravitated towards that, you know? I always idolized that on TV. You see the father kissing the son, I'm so proud of you, son. I didn't have that. So I wanted to make sure that if I ever had a son that I gave him that I can give him that. But God blessed me with a girl first. And I had to learn how to show a woman how a man should treat a woman. So that hard exterior that I had growing up, you know, that man up, don't cry when you fall down. I had to soften up and learn how to become a different version of myself. I had to soften myself up and become vulnerable, transparent, more loving and caring to make sure this little girl knew that no matter what happened in the world, that she can count on her dad, that he would not miss anything. I mean, I strongly believe that God punishes you with the same sins until you learn your lesson. And a lot of you don't realize that. See, you go through the same thing over and over again in life, just with different situations, and you're wondering why your life is not getting any better. And it's because you haven't learned your lesson yet. My wife and I just celebrated our brand new baby boy just a little over a week ago. I finally got my son. And that's because I learned my lesson. The first lesson that he gave me, but it took me all this time to learn that lesson. I'm 40 years old now. I haven't been a dad for over 14 years. I mean, a brand new dad. You know, I've been on Easy Street. My daughter, smart. I mean, if she was slow, I would tell you she's slow. But my daughter's smart. You know, highly intelligent, on a roll. She tutors kids, speaks three languages. Well, technically only two. She knows three, but only will speak two. God told me, you've learned your lesson. You've done the best that you could, that you can. You've been the father that you always wanted to be. You've been the you that you didn't have. If that doesn't make sense, I'll say it again. You've been the you that you didn't have. Now that you've learned your lesson, here's my gift to you. And he gave me my heir, my baby boy, LG4. See, before him, I was being vulnerable right now. Before him, I didn't think I was going to have a son. I always thought I was going to be a girl dad. I've been known as the girl dad for over 14 years. My wife has two sons of her own. But God willing, he blessed me. He blessed us with one of his angels. Now I have the opportunity to give him the me that I didn't have. To show him right from wrong. To show him it's okay to cry. To show him it's okay to be transparent. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to come to me and cry if you need to not be afraid to tell me anything. I have the opportunity to give him that and to break the stereotype, to break the cliche. I had to learn from my mistakes. And before God blessed me with my next lesson, I had to learn the first one. See, the thing is, a lot of us, we don't learn that lesson right away. It takes us time. And we miss signs because we're focused on the wrong thing. But all along, the answer to your lesson is normally right in front of your face, right underneath your nose. If you pay attention to the life around you, to the people around you, you can answer the questions to the pop quiz that you're given every single day. Every single day is a pop quiz. You can't study for it. It's impossible. It's no study guide for life. It's a figure it out. I've been figuring it out. You've been figuring it out. My wife and I, with our new baby boy, we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna love our family. Enjoy these days, because life is nothing but memories and moments. Each moment you make a memory, make sure you make the right one. It's easy to make the wrong decisions. The most challenging decision you're ever going to make is the right one. Trust me. Lee knows. No, that's not the end of the podcast. I'm just telling you to trust me because I know. I get on this camera every week and give you life experiences that I know. I don't just speak to talk. I don't care nothing about sounding smart. I'm giving you life experiences. I, Lonnie, aka Lee, have learned my lesson and been blessed with the next one. Now I have to do a whole nother test, a whole nother pop quiz every single day to make sure I give that little boy the life he deserves, to give him a chance to make it, to give him the opportunity that I never had, that she's never had, that you never had, that we never had. I hope this makes sense to you. But if it doesn't, I'm just speaking from the heart. Life is what you make it. And before you can move on to the next lesson in life, you have to learn from the first one. And before you can reach your goal in life, you have to make sure you listen and pay attention to the lessons that are given. Trust me, Lee knows.
That boy is good. Mm-hmm.